Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
Do you work off a to-do list? Do you find yourself frustrated at the end of the day at all the stuff you did not get done? Well, in this episode, I'll be talking about the main reason your to-do list is not working for you. But first, this podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity in the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklists, and more. And you can start the challenge today by going to simplelifehabits.com/start. Well, let's jump right into the episode. In our pursuit to get things done, we've forgotten an important principle. We are humans, not machines. The prevailing thought of the day when it comes to task management, time management, is that if I can just figure out how to cram more stuff in my day, I'll be better off and I'll be more productive. No, you won't. I used to think that way. There have been times in the past I would write out a weekly schedule on a 3x5 card. Why? I was trying to figure out how to get more done. I mean, literally, I would sit down, I would write on a 3x5 card, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And how can I schedule every hour of every day and be productive? And then when I'd finish, I'd always feel worse. I'd always feel confined, restricted, regimented. And I didn't leave any room for creativity or just to allow myself to do something spontaneous. We're not regimented to a schedule in that way. We're not a machine. See, the problem was I saw myself as a machine, and the question began, when's enough enough? I'd always challenge myself to try to do more. You know, today I'm going for a different mindset altogether. No, it's not about figuring out how to be lazy and do just enough to survive. That's not what we're talking about here. My new mantra is adopted from a book entitled How to Be a Productivity Ninja. There's a link in the show notes if you want to check out the book. And in it, the author gives a great mantra, a great theme, a great quote that you can remember when it comes to tackling your to-dos every day. And it's this: every day, I want to have playful, productive momentum and control. Now, let's break it down, and let me try to explain this in my own terms. First of all, he uses the word playful. So this, it really encourages my creative side. I want to always be growing, trying new things. You should also enjoy what you're doing as well. So hopefully your work feels like playing. If not, we need to get realigned to our passions. See, a machine is focused only on the completion. A machine does not enjoy the process. But when we say playful when it comes to our work, we can learn to enjoy the journey. We enjoy our work because we're at play. Number two, productive momentum. He says, every day I want to have playful, productive momentum. Now, there's a big difference between productive momentum and getting everything done. I want to feel like things are moving forward each day. I mean, that feels good. But I don't have to get everything done in order to feel this. I just need to feel like I moved something forward in a positive way. Now, I'm going to tell you in a little bit specifically how I do this. But for now, I want you to think about more about productive momentum than trying to cross everything off your to-do list. And then finally, he uses the word control. Okay, so I'll admit control can be a tricky thing. And I've talked about it on this podcast. Sometimes we have to be willing to let go of control and resign from being the master of the universe. But for me, control is more about having a trusted system in place. I have a workflow that works for me. And I actually love to use Evernote to do this. See, the biggest problem for us is we often worry about forgetting. So that's why we have several things that nag us on our brains and our minds and we can't get rid of it. Just because really when it comes down to it, we are fearful of forgetting. But if you have a trusted system where you place that thing until you get an opportunity to work on it, that's when you begin to have control. See, with my system, I can see the items I want to get done today, and I trust my system to help me remember what I need to know when I need to know it. Now, let me just try to boil this down, this thought process, and help you really apply this lesson. So I'm going to give you three practical ways that you can apply this lesson today. So that way it doesn't just feel like theory, but you have real action steps. Here's number one. Accept that you cannot possibly get it all done. Now, this was huge for me. When I realized and I just kind of dropped the agony or dropped the pressure of feeling like I had to complete everything in a day, then I began to loosen up. See, there's never going to come a day when you think, well, I finished everything, so I guess I'll just stop working for the day. Have you had that experience? Because I sure haven't. You'll never feel like you're going to ever get it all done. So why put that kind of pressure on you to get everything done? It doesn't help. It doesn't create that productive momentum. So the first step is for you to really learn to accept that you cannot possibly get it all done. Number two, limit your work in progress tasks. Now I'm going to explain what that means. But this has been a huge tip for me personally. You see, I learned the art of capturing everything. And so what would happen is my to-do list would quickly expand to 40 or 50 tasks. Because I didn't want to forget everything. I captured everything. That was step one. But honestly, it created an additional problem for me. And that was the fact that I had all this stuff weighing me down. And that's what many people experience when they go through this process. Now, the answer is not to stop capturing everything, because you need to have that trusted system in order to have mental control and peace of mind. But we have to do something to limit the actual work in progress tasks that we're doing. So now I limit in two areas. First of all, I limit in my projects. So I have this folder in my Evernote that I call my idea incubation list. And I'll be talking about this more in the future. It's just a funny name I gave it. But honestly, it's a place where all my ideas go. That way I capture them, I can think about them, I can look over them. But I don't have to necessarily work on them right now. And so what I do from there is I intentionally choose my top five tasks. Projects. So I choose my top five projects, and I intentionally choose to avoid everything else on that project list. Because if not, what'll happen is I'll have 20 projects, and I'll be taking one step on 20 projects and really not making any productive momentum. But when I limit that work in progress, suddenly I'm able to focus and I'm able to drive those projects. Now, I hear what some of you are saying, and what you're thinking is, well, why not just eliminate it all the way down to one project? Here's why, and I've tried it, and this is why it doesn't work. It does not work because there's always stop and starts in any project. Maybe I have somebody creating a graphic design for me for a product that I want to create, or you've got somebody else that you're waiting for them to do something. Now you're suddenly stuck. But when you can move fluidly from one project to the next, and again, not working on 20 projects, but narrowing it down to five, you'll find that you'll get this productive momentum. So to narrow it down even more, what I do every day is I only have my top five tasks. So first thing in the morning, I tackle those top five tasks with the goal of getting them done before noon. Now, sometimes I'm able to get them done even sooner. But that doesn't mean I only do five things. But I intentionally narrow down my 50-item to-do list to five things. And I'm going to move these five things, and I'm going to get them done. This is what helps me to have focus. Because often what happens is we, like my good friend Dennis, he's told me, Dennis McEntee, you can check him out at leadershipprocess.com. He says it often comes down to broken focus. That's why we don't get stuff done. We have broken focus. So you have to narrow this thing down. Limit your work in progress tasks to just five things every day. And you work on those five things. Now you can always go back and add more, but we'll never have more than five things we're working on at any given time. Lesson number three. Do not get caught in the trap of thinking you have to do it all yourself. Now, this used to dominate me. I would have a hard time giving things away because I wanted them done correctly, or I wanted them done right now, or I didn't want the ball to drop. But what I've learned is that when you find the core to your business or your work, and you do that thing that only you can do, and you unload as much of the other stuff as you can, things begin to happen. That's when momentum begins to happen. For example, this podcast is something I must do. I can't fake my voice. It's not going to help me to have someone else do my podcast. I'm doing this. But what I'm not doing is all the post-production, tagging the audio file, uploading it to my host, having it go into iTunes so that you can download and listen to it, attaching it to the blog post, all that other stuff an assistant does because it's not something I have to do. So you say, okay, that makes sense that I need to get down to the core, but how do I do this? Let me give you a little exercise. And whether you own your own business or you're just working for somebody else, I believe this can work for you. So here's an exercise I did a few months ago, and it's really helped me. Now, I used a whiteboard. You can simply use a piece of paper if you want. But I want you to take a whiteboard or a piece of paper, and I want you to divide it into three sections. So draw two lines, leave three equal sections on your paper or on your whiteboard. In the first column, all the way on the left, I want you to write things I must do. Or you could also rephrase it, things I want to do. However you want to use your terminology. But the point is, these are the things that only you can do. These are the things where your gifts and your talents are fully utilized. We all know that we waste time on other activities that we're not as good at, that somebody else can do better. I've talked about it before, but another way to think about it is green, yellow, and red activities, okay? If you could color code your daily tasks or your daily skill set, what you do at your work, there's green tasks that are things that really energize you. I mean, those are the things you love to do and you feel gifted in. And your awesomeness shows up when you do those things. The yellow activities are those things that you don't really love to do, but you can do. And then those red activities are those things that take you three times longer to do than what everybody else can do, or not everybody else, but somebody else can do in a very short period of time. Okay, so back to our focus. What are those green activities? What are those things that the core to what you do? Think about writing down all your tasks. What is the core thing? That's where we start first. Those things that only you can do. In the second column, over to the right, not all the way over to the right, but in the middle, the second column, I wrote things someone else can do for me. So if you have an assistant, or there's lots of tools online, you can get a virtual assistant. There are subscription services that you can be a part of where you can offload things So even if you are in a job, you can still have somebody do certain things for you. But I begin just writing down, here's the stuff I need to get done, but I don't have to personally do this. The example I used earlier was all the post-production of the podcast. I've been doing that for a long time, and over the last 5 or 6 episodes, I've totally given that over to an assistant. She takes the file after it's done, and she does everything else for me, which was literally taking me an additional 45 minutes each week. So, I mean, I almost saved pretty much an hour a week by going through this process. So that's number 2, is what are the things that somebody else could do? And then the final column all the way to the right is things you need to stop doing. What are those things that you're doing that you just need to stop? You're checking your email too much. You're checking social media too much. You're wasting time doing Facebook. Whatever those things are, identify them and decide to intentionally quit. Just simply stop doing those things. So hopefully now you see and you understand that being productive is not just about saving time or squeezing more in your day. It's about being smarter. It's about having that playful, productive momentum and control. And so that is what I want you to think about today. How can I add playful, productive momentum and control to my day? What are some of the steps that you can take? Well, go back over this list and really think about it. I mean, just as a recap, you got to accept that you cannot personally get it all done. It's not possible. And it's okay. 2, you got to really limit your work in progress tasks. Narrow them down. Start with just 5. 5 projects, 5 tasks. And 3, don't get caught up in the trap of thinking that you have to do it all yourself. Identify what's that core. The core tasks that you need to do, what is the stuff you need to get done that someone else can do, and what is the stuff you need to stop doing? Well, that's it for this episode of Simple Life Habits. I'm so grateful for all of you who tune in each and every week. We try to bring you a weekly podcast to help you work less, do more, and live with greater focus. We also love to get listener feedback. Cheryl emailed me this past week and said, I'm loving the Simple Life Habits podcast. There's always an action step I can take to improve my life. Thank you so much for producing this podcast. Cheryl, you're welcome. Thank you very much. I'd also be extremely thankful for any of you that are listening right now. If you just take a minute and give us an honest review, go over to iTunes, give us a review. It helps to let other people know about what we're doing and our mission here at Simple Life Habits. All right, until next time, go start something small. It just might make a big difference.